Yes, I've already agreed it was fishy, Harry, said Hermione a little impatiently. She was sitting on the windowsill in Fred and George's room, with her feet up on one of the cardboard boxes, and had only grudgingly looked up from a new copy of Advanced Rune Translation. But haven't we agreed there could be a lot of explanations? Maybe he's broken his hand of glory, said Ron vaguely, as he attempted to straighten his broomstick's bent-tailed twigs. Remember that shriveled-up arm Malfoy had? But what about when he said, "Don't forget to keep that one safe," asked Harry for the upteenth time. That sounded to me like Borgin's got another one of the broken objects, and Malfoy wants both. You reckon? Said Ron, now trying to scrape some dirt off his broom handle. Yeah, I do, said Harry. When neither Ron nor Hermione answered, he said, Malfoy's father is in Azkaban. Don't you think Malfoy'd like revenge? Ron looked up, blinking. Malfoy? Revenge? But what can he do about it? That's my point. I don't know, said Harry, frustrated. But he's up to something, and I think we should take it seriously. His father's a Death Eater, and... Harry broke off, his eyes fixed on the window behind Hermione, his mouth open. A startling thought had just occurred to him. Harry, said Hermione, what's wrong? Your scar's not hurting again, is it? Asked Ron nervously. He's a Death Eater, said Harry slowly. He's replaced his father as a Death Eater. There was a silence, then Ron erupted in laughter. Malfoy? He's 16, Harry. You think you know who would let Malfoy join? It seems very unlikely, Harry, said Hermione. What makes you think that?